Thank you and good morning. State Senator Kathleen Galliano of Stockton has introduced a bill that addresses the flood of lawsuits filed for violations against businesses under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Galliani's bill, Senate Bill 67, would give business owners more time to comply with court orders to make improvements to bring their businesses into compliance, and plaintiffs would have to show that actual harm was done, as Galliani explains.
My bill would require that there be actual harm so that a business owner can't be sued just for a minor violation because maybe the color of the sign is wrong or a bar is 1 inch too high or too low. There are many businesses that comply with the spirit of the law, but because they're not perfect, they're being subject to these lawsuits that really are forcing so many out of business.
Galliani said the bill would help business owners keep their doors open in the face of lawsuits that demand considerable amounts of money, money that could be used to make improvements at their businesses. Humboldt State hired a police chief. Jordan Christmas has more.
On January 5th, Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher swore in Don G. Peterson as the university's new chief of police. Peterson was sworn in at a small ceremony at the university's police department headquarters. A more formal ceremony will be held for Peterson later in the spring. Peterson brings with him 29 years of experience in law enforcement, serving as a major for the Broward Sheriff's Office in South Florida, and also serving 12 years of consecutive command-level experience in both large metropolitan areas and college campus enforcement services. Peterson will replace Lynn Soderberg, who served as Humboldt State's police chief for 3 years.
Thank you, Jordan. The coroner's office has identified the body of a 61-year-old man who was found floating in Humboldt Bay on Monday morning as Humboldt County resident Kenneth Eldor Basler. An autopsy will be conducted in the coming days to determine the cause of Basler's death. Basler was found in the bay between Indian Island and Woodley Island by his friend, who was unable to pull him out of the water. Basler's death is considered accidental, and the investigation is ongoing. Arcata police have not released the name of a woman who was arrested following a violent altercation on the plaza on Tuesday morning. The second woman involved in the incident suffered a stab wound and was taken to the hospital for treatment of life-threatening injuries. Police report the two women had gotten into an argument, and that led to the stabbing. The suspect fled the scene but was soon located, as was the weapon used in the attack. The victim remains in stable condition. Fly Humboldt announced that they have reached their goal of raising over $1 million for a minimum revenue guarantee in an effort to attract additional flights in and out of the county. The money, along with a $750,000 grant from the federal government, will be used to help secure more flights to more destinations, including a direct route to LAX. Fly Humboldt continues to raise additional funds for ongoing air service recruitment efforts. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Stating that we cannot continue to kick the can down the road when it comes to federal funding for the interstate highway system, newly appointed member of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Congressman Jared Huffman, has introduced legislation to address the issue. Currently, the Highway Trust Fund gets its money from the 18% tax on every gallon of gas sold and 24 cents for every gallon of diesel. Huffman's Gas Tax Replacement Act would instead use emissions from the fuels used to power vehicles instead of an excise tax to determine the new carbon tax rates. The EPA would establish life cycle assessments for different sources of fuel and calculate the total emissions, not just from combustion, but also from the extraction and production process. They would be taxed at $50 per microton of carbon dioxide emissions. Huffman said the carbon tax would provide a much more stable source of revenue. Be prepared for a traffic slowdown this morning on Highway 101 south of Crescent City as Caltrans crews work to remove a boulder that is threatening to come down from a hillside and onto the roadway. The boulder is located in a slide area 4 miles south of town, and officials are concerned that the next heavy rain will loosen the soil and allow the rock to roll down the hill. The boulder will be broken up with the use of a small explosive device. You can expect one-way control traffic from 9 until noon today. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.